Trethe Inlet, Eros and Thanatos. We dive onto the threshing floor and jump in the sand. That was how it was in the month of September. I got turned upside down, like the Pied Piper's mice we chased the noise of the threshing machine from place to place. We lifted the sieves of wheat that were twice as heavy as we were. At the end, our reward was to throw ourselves from the top of the granary into the straw. When the wheat was in the chest, the Camarina trees were white, as the popular saying went. The long walk was worth the effort. Upon our arrival at the Trethe Inlet, the white hill offered us its scent to slide down on plastic sacks. That Dionysic ritual kept us entertained, with the bittersweet ambrosia of the Camarinas and the naked body of some tourist or other sun bathing. Tired from the bacchanal, we rest below the alien dunes and cooled our skin in the treacherous sea of Trethe. From Cagada Point to Boy Point, the open crocodile jaws of the Trethe Inlet begin, always lying in wait for a sieve to satisfy their ignorance, smashing the bodies of its crew against the rocky outcrops. Its natural beauty is in contrast to its animal ferocity, making it the most deadly place on the coast of death with 10 shipwrecks. At Boy Point, in 1883, the 28 crew members of the Iris Hull were buried, George Chirwin surviving the fleeing from the Trethe Gorge. 7 years and 7 days later, the 172 crew members of the Serpent would die, their bodies devoured by the fierce beast. Only the sailors Burton, Gould and Luxon were spared this fate. A cemetery would house the 200 bodies from the two English ships. On 30th April 1911, the sea was calm, but a thick fog enveloped the atmosphere. The Trepidaire, having diverted its route, found itself on the submerged rocks at Cagada Point. With the crew safely aboard life rafts, they rowed lost at sea for an hour and a half, until the air was saturated by the blasts of the rescue siren in the quiet darkness. The Siampa was shipwrecked on the same night in the Baleas de Tosto. The same fate in the same place befell the Alecos, Cabo Verde, Preston, San Fernando, Modesto Fuentes, Perantis, and a Yugoslavian dog without any casualties. The Olympi ran around on the rocks of Boy with a cargo of cement in 1955, sealing the mouth of the reptile until the present day. I float on the waters of that place. The rest was silence.